I'll press on now. So let me share a few things with you. We do have groups that have formed this fall and are still in process. Some of them already launched in, and so you can pick it up as we go. I know this one is probably over halfway through on Monday nights, and I'm going to end here in the next couple of weeks, but great book that you might want to consider. Yesterday was the start of Finding Peace. Can people still come? Or next time? They can come next time, but just a reminder that there's opportunity. This one's open for everybody. This Wednesday, I teach a class out in the lobby. We call it our fireside room, and it's prophetic ministry for everyone. Our theme this week is regional prophetic strategy. And I'm going to share with you a theology of place. By that, I'm going to show you in the Bible where this place is significant compared to that place, whatever this place and that place is. The Bible has examples of that. And I know for some of us, we're like, I don't know what that is. And God's Spirit is everywhere. Well, he is everywhere, but he's not doing the same thing everywhere. And we are ministers of his presence. So I want you to understand that. The Bible refers to as territorial spirits, powers, principalities, forces of darkness in the heavenly realms, and the gift of prophecy. This is all from the book of Ephesians. I'm not making this up. It's not some other thing. This is in the Bible. And so we have found over the years that the prophetic gift is a great blessing from the Lord. And so just my opportunity to help you if you want to grow in understanding that. You're welcome. 6:30 out in the fireside room. We'll be there till 8 o'clock. There's also a group I already met once, Second Saturday Servants, November 11th is coming up. See Chris Ferguson. He was in the sound booth. He'll be there later. And so anyway, look him up. It's just about serving people in our community with Love, Inc. and delivering some furniture to them. There's the Fostering Together group that's meeting right now on these weeks across the way. I think, oh no, it's here in the prayer room. And so lunch is provided, it says here. And it's if you want to learn not just about being a foster parent, but how to help in the whole need of the fostering community. There's a vital, vital need for that. And so I just encourage you to rise up as that resonates in your heart to make a difference. And there's, I know while I was gone, there was a powerful message about that, and I hope you'll keep responding as the Lord leads. There is a young adults group that has started now. It's about a month old, and so contact Pastor Miranda. I got home, and we sent her off, so she's off for just a little bit now, but I know Andrew and Jesse are leading right now, is what I understand. And so you're welcome at our house again if you'd like to use it. We'll even show you where the thermostat is. We realize that you may not have known how to turn the heat on. There's a role-playing game, Star Trek Adventures, and see Ruben. He's the one at the computer today, and so he'll be glad to help you understand how to become a Trekkie. You can even dress up like one, I think. And so Linda Stilt, she told me yesterday her women's life group is going well, and Tom prepares dinner. So any ladies that would like to connect in an intimate setting with great food, Tom is an amazing cook, so encourage you to do that. Vision School is also another place that people have been connecting. It's continuing on here through the next three Mondays to November 20th, and so 6 to 9:30. And then the youth group, of course, another great place to connect, and that's grades 6 through 12, 6 to 8 p.m. in the youth room. It's next to our gym. And then coming ahead in November, but Northlake Seniors, our senior adult ministry, places to connect that they regularly have on these particular, you know, particular Wednesdays or Saturdays or what have you, third Sunday, so on. And then they have a Christmas dinner coming up, just $5, but you'll hear more about that. Northlake Youth is at 5. Thank you, Joshua. So. Oh, you are. So we can all come. Costume party. All right. Extravaganza. Something to do with all those extra pumpkins I saw out by the, I'm sure. Yeah. Mission-wise, we're collecting things during this month for the youth and children's ministry. They're going to